Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Hey, beautiful Selfish Babe, it's your girl Olanike OC here, bringing you another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. And today's podcast topic is called You Simply Can't Ignore Doing the Work. So recently I was in New York for a Black Woman Talk Tech conference at Ace Hotel. Shout out to Ace Hotel. It was a wonderful hotel in New York. Really loved it. And I was in my bathtub. Now, in my bathtub, I was laying in yellow roses and chamomile because I was like, I want to take a bath. And it was my second bath. And I had bought some roses. And I was like, oh, I wasn't able to take the bath the night before because I was so sleepy. But I wanted to wake up early in the morning and take my bath. And I did. And while I was taking my bath, I literally was just thinking about all the shit that I want to get done. All the things that I want to see manifest and what needs to be done, right? Because, you know, we can have a plan and we can have a goal of something, but there's like steps. There's steps that need to be taken in order to see that goal manifested, in order to see that goal in our physical reality. And so I was just thinking about that because this girl, I have a lot that I want to see done, that I want to see out here in the world, that I want done. I have a lot. And I was just thinking, like, you know, sometimes self-love is like not hanging out with your friends and focusing on the shit that you know you need to get done. Sometimes self-love is, you know, maybe telling your lover, hey, we can't hang out tonight because I really want to work on this. And I really want to focus on this and put my energy towards this. Now, I'm not saying, you know, to ignore your friends. I'm not saying to ignore your lover because, as mentioned in my past podcast, communication is definitely key. It's communicating that to them. Like, let's say a friend did invite you out and you texted them, hey, I can't right now. I'm actually preferring to do my work. I'm actually doing work towards my goal, my dream. You know, you don't have to say that, but you can say, hey, I can't come out tonight. I'm working on something. You could simply say that. And I just thought about, like, you know, sometimes self-love is really like delaying your immediate gratifications for your long-term goals. Because it takes the energy to till that soil. It takes the your energy to pour into the new seeds in that ground, right? Because your friendships and your, you know, romantic relationships could already be full trees, like full trees that are still growing. But then you have these seedlings in the soil that, you know, that are new and fresh, and you got them, but, you know, you didn't haven't really watered them like that. And so it's like, okay, I have the trees, I have my friends, I have my romantic relationships, they're full-grown trees. I really want to focus on these seedlings, right? And that's what it is. It's delaying the immediate gratification because, of course, it's fun to go out with your friends and go to a concert or go to dinner or go lay out in the fucking sun, waiting for summer. Or, of course, it's fun to lay up all under your babe, right? It's fun to lay up all under your babe, watch movies, watch Netflix or not watch Netflix, you know what I'm saying. And it's fun to get those immediate gratifications. But then sometimes it's like if we do that too much and we ignore putting that energy into the new seeds, then those new seeds are never going to grow into trees. They are never going to flourish the way that you want them to flourish because it's just like, damn, like you ain't putting no energy towards it. You're putting energy towards everything else and ignoring these seeds and still wanting this dream to happen or still wanting this goal to happen. And it's just not going to happen without your energy. And it was just something that I was thinking about because I was like, dang, like, I don't think I really feel like hanging out with anybody like that. Like, literally, I just want to hang out with my boyfriend and my girlfriend, and that's it for a little bit, and that's just how I was feeling. I already have plans to hang out with certain people for the rest of this month of March, or in this month, because I'm going out of town. But then I was like, you know, I have like a lot of things I want to get done. And it's not that I don't love my friends, or it's not that I don't love like other people. It's just that I really want to focus my energy on this. And then when I do want to hang out, I would only want to hang out with these two at the moment, because I absolutely know that when I hang out with them, joy is going to be felt. Not saying that joy won't be felt with my friends, but you know, sometimes you have certain preferences with who you hang out with at that time. And so this is just something that I was thinking about. And I was like, dang, Vanessa, like, you really got to buckle down. Like, if there's some things that you want to see manifested in these next few months, you're going to have to really fucking buckle down. And buckling down just means you can't ignore doing the work. And so, Selfish Babe, listening, I'm saying this to say that you simply cannot ignore doing the work. Because I have been there multiple times, and I'm still there multiple times sometimes, where it's just like, you see what it is that you want, right? You actually have those steps. You wrote down steps. You wrote, you know, actionable steps that you need to take to make sure that you see these seedlings growing to trees. And then you look at your damn list and you're like, what the fuck? This is a lot. This feels like a lot. You may feel it in your chest. Like, I know even today I was doing some work. I was doing some work that really wasn't on my to-do list. And I felt like I was not wasting time, but I felt like there wasn't enough time, because I'm doing something that's necessary to do, but it wasn't on my to-do list, you know, and I felt very overwhelmed. I was beginning to feel very overwhelmed, so I had to go step outside and go walk and breathe. And sometimes you may be feeling like that. You may be literally looking at your list, or maybe in the midst of doing something, and you're feeling fucking overwhelmed, and you're like, what the fuck? But sometimes we do that, we feel overwhelmed, and then we don't do the work. We continue to ignore doing the work. Like, it's because we're so overwhelmed, we don't even want to do one thing. We'd rather put the notebook to the side, or push the laptop to the side, or whatever it is that you're working on, push it to the side and go watch TV, or go listen to music, or go do something else. Now, doing that in the midst of doing work isn't a bad thing, because I understand taking breaks. But it's when we continue to do that and we ignore putting in that energy towards the work, we ignore putting in, pouring that energy and pouring that water into those seedlings, where it's like, you're now just ignoring this. You're ignoring manifesting your goal. You're ignoring bringing something into fruition, right? And for me, when you begin to ignore putting in the work or not doing the work, then that is a form of self-sabotage. The reason why that is a form of self-sabotage is because you're born for greatness, right? You're born to really express these things that are in your heart. If these things were not in your heart, you know, to manifest, or these goals that you have in your heart, they wouldn't be there. They're there because it's an idea from source, creator, God, ancestors, whomever that you believe in. They're there for a reason. You have that desire. You have, you know, that, and you have the energy of creation. We're here to create. And so when you have that in your heart, and then you continue to ignore putting in the work to actually see it manifest in this physical reality, it's manifested in your heart, but how do we get it from out of your heart or out of your head into this physical reality? When you continue to ignore that, then you're sabotaging yourself, because you are not allowing what you're here to do, which is to create. You're not allowing your energy to put in that work. And I wish I could say that it is always easy. It's not always easy. That work sometimes is very trying, very, very trying. But once you see it, you're always grateful. I know that I am. I'm always grateful once I see the work, like, wow, I did that shit. Wow, look at that. Look at the impact, or look at, you know, the joy it may have brought me. I feel good about it. But you don't want to self-sabotage yourself by not doing the work. You deserve to see your goals manifest. You deserve to see your dreams. And so I'm just here to send the message that you have to do the work. You have to till that soil. You have to pour that energy into your dreams. And as I mentioned earlier, I felt like today I felt very overwhelmed. But then I was talking to my boyfriend. He was like, well, as long as you're making progression, you're doing good, right? Because I mentioned we can see what we want. We can see the steps. We feel overwhelmed, then we don't want to do it. But as long as you are taking those steps, as long as you're doing something towards the goal, maybe it was just making a phone call. Maybe it was sending an email. Maybe it was making an Instagram post, right, to show your talents to the world. It was something. As long as it's something towards that goal, you're making progression. It's going to take time. I always have to remind myself, Vanessa, one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. It's going to take time. It's not always going to be overnight. But through all the energy that you are pouring into this seed, into this soil, eventually it's going to sprout. And then you're going to see a tree. And then you're going to step back and look at the tree and you're going to be amazing and you're going to be like, wow, I fucking did that. And so I wanted to leave you with some selfish affirmations you can say to do the work that you know that you need to do. Because I know that you have work you need to do. And I also know that you may be ignoring that work. And I'm saying I don't want you to ignore that work anymore. I want you to put in the energy. You need to put in the energy. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve to see your dreams manifest. You deserve it. And so the first affirmation is, I embrace putting in the energy to see my long-term goals manifest. I embrace putting in the energy to see my long-term goals manifest. I embrace putting in the energy to see my long-term goals manifest. The second selfish affirmation, I am encouraged to keep going. I am encouraged to keep going. I am encouraged to keep going because, girl, you're going to need the damn encouragement. You're going to need the encouragement. The third selfish affirmation, it is my birthright to see my dreams come true. It is my birthright to see my dreams come true. It is my birthright to see my dreams come true. You can hang these up. You can write these down. You can put this writing out in your notepad and put it on the back as your screensaver to see it. But I know that when I'm saying these affirmations, it helps me to stay encouraged. It helps me to stay inspired. And it helps me to say, okay, Vanessa, one step at a time. Another affirmation is one step at a time, one step at a time. Because during this journey of really putting in the work to see your things manifest, you're going to have to remind yourself one step at a time because it's not going to be overnight. So I want to say thank you so much, Selfish Babe, for listening. I love you. And for any of my Selfish Babes watching on the Selfish Babe TV, thank you for watching. I love you. Have a great day. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at AlinieGayElsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the Selfish Babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.